escape already.
Long escape mark.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1967, the Soviet Union launched the unmanned space probe Venera 4 on a course for the planet Venus. It would take several months to get there, but once in orbit, Venera 4 dropped off a small atmospheric probe to take direct measurements of Venus's atmosphere. Born today in 1916, disaster movie mogul Irwin Allen, who later embarked on a TV career with such series as Lost in Space, The Time Tunnel, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and Land of the Giants. In 1920, actor Peter Jones, the voice of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy on radio and records, was born.
To tell the story of the book, it is best to tell the story of some of the minds behind it. A human from the planet Earth was one of them, though as our story opens, he no more knows his destiny than a tea leaf knows the history of the East India Company. His name is Arthur Dent.
John Linnell of They Might Be Giants was born today in 1959. Gordon Michael Wolvett, who co-starred as computer whiz Harper in Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda, was born in 1970.
What do you care? It has no strategic value, remember?
Harper, I'm a warship. I always consider the military situation first. It's my nature. But I do care.
It's a place you love. You know, it's a good feeling. Until you have to see it all torn down around you.
And there's nothing you can do to stop it.
We tried. You know, we thought we could beat the Nietzscheans all by ourselves. We'd steal their weapons, we'd mess with their floater engines, we'd blow shrillers outside their barracks at night.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was.
Comic artist Al Williamson, who worked on Marvel's Star Wars comics in the 1980s, died today in 2010. And in 2001, the comic-to-TV adaptation Witchblade began its troubled run as a weekly series.
Do you like the visions, or are they making you nervous?
The visions make some of the wielders paranoid, but you should trust them. They are showing you things that are real. As real as what you would normally see, if not more so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Common sense has never been a reliable guide to understanding the universe.
I'm not trying to understand the universe, Mr. Irons. I'm trying to solve a crime.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.